Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Copen, do you have one of our Speed Jokes coffee mugs yet?
You know, John, I do not, and I've just been hesitant to ask for such an important item because I know how precious they are.
Well, it's kind of like skipping the queue. You know, when we were all waiting desperately for a COVID vaccine, some people jumped the line and they were the scourge of society. This is kind of like that.
You know, John, if you remember back then, I offered to get you an early vaccine in return for one of those mugs.
Yeah.
And because you're so ethical, you said, I can't do that.
Well, I didn't think it was a fair trade. I thought the mug was worth a lot more than...
Remember, I was going to throw in a flu shot, too. And even for that, you wouldn't do it.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Here is Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, I have a few things I want to talk to you about, but in general, is there any wisdom you'd like to lay on our audience right now, either about vaccines or our health or some medical issue you want us to know about?
Well, here we are. You know, this morning, we actually had to turn the heat on for the first time this season in our house. And it made me think that, you know, fall is here. I mean, we've had such a magnificent late summer and fall here in Chicago. I mean, I've been here my whole life, John, and I really don't remember a season that's been so consistently beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and then the weather changed, and it reminds us that it's the middle of October. And if there ever was a morning that we could say is the cold and flu season, it was this morning.
Yeah.
Right? The rain's coming down, and it's 44 degrees outside, the wind is blowing. So to our listeners, I would say, if you have not yet gone and gotten your vaccines, this is a wonderful reason to go. We are absolutely in the fall. The winter's coming. This is respiratory virus season. So please get your COVID vaccine and please get your influenza, your seasonal flu shot.
Well put. By the way, my colleague Bob Surratt was saying this morning, just kind of in a wild hair, he was thinking about how our lives have changed since the pandemic. And he was asking people to text in and comment on ways that our lives are different now as a result, working from home or whatever. I said, I think telehealth really boomed during the pandemic and may stay with us. What's the cutting edge on that? Where is telehealth and what do you all think about it these days?
First observation, John, about telehealth. Our group at Northwestern thought about doing telehealth beginning about 20 years ago.
Huh.
And it went nowhere. It absolutely went nowhere. I thought it was a great idea. I tried again with my colleagues about 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and I was an abysmal failure influencing people to do it. And it took this virus exactly 3 days, and the whole world was doing telehealth, right? I mean, it saved the day, no question about it. It absolutely saved the day. So what's happened since then, and, you know, here we are now, we're getting towards the end of 2024, we've actually figured out where telehealth can be very helpful. There's certain specialties where telehealth is really wonderful. So a lot of people in the mental health world, psychologists, psychiatrists, have found with their patients that using telemedicine, video conferencing is extremely helpful with the type of care that goes on in those interactions. Many of my endocrinology colleagues taking care of diseases like diabetes, telehealth, telemedicine, very, very helpful there. Another place, John, is within our immediate care world. Somebody wakes up in the morning and they just feel terrible and they have a sore throat. Turns out we're really good at taking care of those kinds of problems using telehealth. And I could go on. There's other good use cases. So telemedicine has absolutely become one of the tools that we have available to us. It's not going anywhere, and it's very, very helpful.
Mm. Heard a story the other day about the weight loss drugs that are out there, and somebody finding some other sort of oil that mimics the active ingredient in Wegovy and so forth. Any news about the use of, the payment for, or the substitutes for those weight loss drugs, Doctor?
The medications, as we've been talking about, John, extremely popular. They're still difficult to come by, even though manufacture has increased. There's more being made. It's a little bit easier to find. It is difficult to get insurance to get the insurance companies to approve these medications,
yeah,
unless somebody fits the preset criteria perfectly. But in terms of alternatives, like that you can find on the internet, I would counsel people to be very, very careful. Be very skeptical. You don't know what this is. It's probably made in somebody's garage. You don't want to do that. These medications are biological medications. They absolutely impact multiple systems in our human bodies. And you don't want to take something that kind of mimics what the medications do, because we're not going to know if there's side effects. We don't know what kind of complications there might be. John, I've seen this happen. Every time there's a new medication that comes out that people want and is effective, somebody somewhere mixes up a batch. I don't know where they do it, in their kitchen, wherever, and they start to sell it. And that never ends well. So everybody, please be really dubious about alternatives that you can find on the internet or on the street corner, wherever it might be.
We're talking to Dr. Jeffrey Copen over at Northwestern's Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, are insurance companies going to be more generous in paying for these weight loss drugs?
No.
All right.
They're not. You know, John, you bring up such an important point about our health system. What is the motivation for an insurance company to think long term about somebody, right? So let's say one of our listeners works for a company and has a Blue Cross of Illinois policy. That, as far as the insurance company is concerned, how long is that person going to be insured by Blue Cross of Illinois? No one knows. So to invest in long-term health, despite what we hear from insurance companies, we're not necessarily going to see. And this is an issue I've been dealing with my entire career. It's the short term. We're really good at short term, right? Somebody has acute appendicitis, comes to my ER, my surgeon takes out the appendix, and the patient's out the next day, quick. Everything's taken care of. But something like diabetes, something like obesity, even better, obesity without diabetes yet, where's the funding come from to help that individual deal with the obesity? And so that's really the question, and we haven't solved that yet in our healthcare system.
Donald Trump posted on his website, I have just seen Kamala Harris's medical report, and it's not good. According to her doctor's report, she suffers from urticaria, defined as a rash of round red welts on the skin that itch intensely, sometimes with dangerous swelling. She also has allergic rhinitis and allergic conjunctivitis, a very messy and dangerous situation. These are deeply serious conditions that clearly impact her functioning. Trump is suggesting that maybe we should not vote for her because of, I believe that's hives, isn't it, Doctor?
It is. Urticaria is the fancy medical term for hives. So I read the report of Vice President Harris's physician, who's a colonel in the United States Army. He's an emergency medicine physician by training. I think his name is Colonel Simmons. And reading the two-page report, Vice President Harris is very healthy. The worst she has is some allergies, and included within that allergies is some urticaria or hives. She's been getting allergy immunotherapy, allergy shots for the last 3 years, and apparently her allergies, including the hives, is occurring with less frequency and less severity. Her doctor pronounces her healthy, and based on what I see in the medical report that's posted for public review, Vice President Harris is absolutely healthy.
I'm going to leave it at that. We'll talk to you another day. Dr. Jeffrey Copeland is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Copeland.
Yes, John, you and the listeners, everybody take good care. Bye-bye.